and welcome to another edition of the Screen Nerds Podcast. My name's Michael Burgett, and thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode of Back to Black. Brand new film, just out in theaters, checked it out, and wanted to share some of my thoughts with you on the film. Now, the film is based on the life of singer-songwriter Amy Winehouse, and it tells the story of her breaking into the music industry, her rise to stardom, and the struggles and demons that she dealt with from addictions and such. And that's really the premise of the film. Now, I was a fan of Amy Winehouse's music back in the 2000s. I listened to her stuff and was a fan of it. I knew her story, and so because of that, I was interested in seeing this film. And as with any biopic, I'm always wanting to give it a shot, and hopefully it will be good. But as I've mentioned before on the podcast, musical biopics are always tough because in order to have, you know, the official music and everything that goes along with it, you have to work with the estate of whatever artist it is. And so sometimes the story isn't maybe told completely, or there may be something else that goes on. And so it's always kind of hit or miss with musical biopics. And so I was curious because her story is a tragic one, because she dies at 27. That's not really a spoiler. That's really what happened. And so, I was curious how they would tell the story. And walking out of the theater, there were definitely some bright spots and bright moments as far as like what I liked about this film. But there was just one kind of nagging thing that just kind of stuck with me throughout the film and even to the end. I'll start with what I really liked about the film, and that's the performances. The actress that plays Amy Winehouse, I thought that she was great. I thought she did a great job. I really felt like that she captured Amy's essence and her, just not just her musical talent, but just her persona, her life. And that's not easy to be able to portray someone like Amy. And I thought Melissa, the actress's name, I thought that she did a phenomenal job. Leslie Manville, who I've covered several of her films on this podcast, always enjoy seeing her. I thought she did a great job as Cynthia, Amy's nan. Really enjoyed her. Eddie Marson, phenomenal character actor. Plays Amy's dad, Mitch. Really liked his performance. I really liked a lot of the characters here. The actors. I thought that the cast was really good. Obviously, the music. Amy's music is just great stuff. But they used a lot of like her influences too. So you have a lot of that music that's also permeating throughout the film and really just kind of gets you into that mood and in that space. And so really enjoyed that. That's what I loved about the film. Now, what I didn't love about the film was the narrative, was the story. And you would think with someone with a life like Amy Winehouse that there would be so much there. But for some reason, the story just did not connect with me. And I feel like part of it was there wasn't really any focus with the story. It just feels like you're just kind of there, in and out. There's no sense of time. Like, you really don't know, like, at what point of life things are going on. They just kind of flow haphazardly in and out. So there's not really any kind of semblance of time in telling of that. There's not really any kind of like focus on where each stage of life that Amy is at necessarily. So it's very difficult at times to kind of focus on where we are in the story. And even in, you know, the time period that we're in, like, it's very, like, I've seen a lot of biopics where you can clearly see this is what year it is, or this is what time period it is. And I feel like with this one, unless you really, really know, like, the milestone moments of Amy's life, and you have to remember them. If you don't, then you're kind of confused as to where, what's going on, where we are, or anything like that. And I feel like if the film really wanted to focus on, like, the title of the film is also the title of her album that, you know, she won 5 Grammys for. If they wanted to focus on that time and just focused on that, I almost think, like, that would have been a better plot point for the film. Like, really just focus on the time frame of her making that album and everything surrounding it. I think that would have almost been better. But as it is, it feels like they tried to cram in so much of her life into roughly 2 hours. And I don't feel like they did any part of it in a completely justifiable way. And it's not to say that they didn't have the cast to do it, because obviously, as I mentioned, I thought the cast was phenomenal. I thought what they were given was not great, but they made the best of what they had. And so I almost feel like if they had gotten a better script, if they had gotten a little bit more of a focus on one time period in Amy's life, like the making of that album, because they really, even with that being the title of the film, they really didn't focus that much even on the making of the album, or really just of her success. They did focus a lot on the tragic side of it, which, I mean, you know, you can appreciate at least covering the, you know, what led to, you know, ultimately her death. But it just, it almost feels like they didn't even want to look at her success and the impact that she had on music, on the world and through her music. And so it just kind of feels really weird to focus on so much of the negative, but at the expense of the positive. You know, sometimes you have biopics that focus way too much on the positive and don't show as much the negative aspects of what people dealt with and went through. But I feel like this one was the opposite. It focused so heavily on the negative that it barely covered the positive at all. And there were several characters, like Amy's mom is barely involved in the film. And I feel like that was kind of weird. There's obviously Mark Ronson, who is a famous producer, gets name checked in the film, but I don't even know if there's anyone that's portraying him in this film. And he's, you know, one of the ones that was responsible for Back to Black, the album. So there's that too. It just, I really feel like that this film could have been a lot better if, like I said, the story had focused on just one aspect of time in Amy's life, just a couple months or a year or something like that. And then you could sprinkle in flashbacks to when she was younger and things like that. But just as it is, I feel like that this, it feels like it falls flat. I feel like really to me that it feels like it's disjointed and it falls flat. And even though there are great performances in the film, I feel like that the narrative doesn't really carry it enough to make you enjoy the film. I feel like if you want to really see a film about Amy Winehouse, I'd almost just recommend watching the documentary that's out there. It's entitled Amy. I would say first and foremost, go watch that. And then, you know, if you have time when this is out on streaming, then check out Back to Black. But I wouldn't give it a theatrical recommendation. I just don't feel like it has enough weight and enough cohesiveness in the narrative story to really just keep you engaged. The performances are phenomenal. Like I said, they're at least what kept me from saying this is a bad film. As it is, it's just a disappointing film. I think that's probably the best way to describe it. It's a great story there. It's just, for some reason, it's just not told well in this film. So I'd say wait for streaming. And in the meantime, watch the documentary, Amy. And if you want to watch a film about Amy Winehouse and then just catch this on streaming later on. So that's my thoughts on Back to Black. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the film when you see it, or any film that you've been checking out of late. You can let me know your thoughts anytime by email, screennerdspodcast@gmail.com. You can always find us on Twitter @screennerdspod and tweet your thoughts there. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky just by searching Screen Nerds Podcast, hitting that like button, hitting that follow button, and sharing your thoughts there. And if you get an opportunity, please rate and review and subscribe to the podcast. We're on all the places that you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, CastBox, Amazon Music, wherever it is that you get your podcasts. If you would, leave a 5-star review, hopefully. Leave a written review and share the podcast around and let others know about the Screen Nerds Podcast. So again, thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode. My name is Michael Burgett, and we will catch you on the next episode.